This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Bad jokes coming up as well, and Ted versus the FCC right after emails on our men's room either or question. Either what is the worst excuse you've ever heard, or why were you going so fast? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story starts, I was living in Silverdale. This was just over 6 years ago, but I was working with a friend and staying in Black Lake Olympia at the time. And my girlfriend at the time was pregnant. So I didn't have a car. My friend left his WRX, Subaru there for the weekend. He's like, hey, just in case your daughter, your girlfriend goes into labor, I'm leaving my car here for you. Take it if you need it, essentially. And he left for the weekend. I got the call from her that morning that she was going into labor or whatever. And they had sent her home a couple times, and she finally was admitted at the birthing center there in Silverdale at about 11 o'clock and told me, hey, they're admitting me. They're going to put me into labor and whatnot. So I hopped in his little WRX, hadn't driven a manual in probably 6 years.
Good time.
And the drive from a Black Lake to Silverdale is about an hour and 15 minutes or so. And that little WRX, I made it from Black Lake to the birthing center in about 35 minutes. The entire time on I-5 and then Highway 16 coming over, I was doing between about 100 and 110.
Named her
Impreza. In sight, never got pulled over.
Damn.
Yeah, you got lucky. Because there's only one cop in each of those towns along the way.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
And you also got lucky that they induced the labor. I remember my first kid, to me, all I knew about people giving birth is what I see on TV shows. So the way it works on TV is, hey, my water broke, I'm in labor, this kid is going to appear in the next 3.5 minutes, right? That is the window with which every TV show operates. The reality is, oh my God, my water broke. 22 hours later, watching college football, how you feeling, man? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, we've dilated this far.
Right. I mean, and I learned about, what is it? You're something. Is it 10 centimeters? Just tell us when it gets to
the
how
head
big
is in
it
the
needs
chamber.
To be, right?
Yeah.
All this stuff.
It'll come out looking like a cone head. Don't let that scare you.
They do tell you that.
Yeah.
Listen, and it's just as the kid's starting to come out, your baby's going to look kind of funny, which nobody wants to hear. Honest to God. And they're like, so just try not to freak out when you see your kid. And even though they've told you this repeatedly, when you see your slimy kid with that weird cone head, you do freak out. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your baby does its own episiotomy.
Yeah.
Men's room either or question. Either what is the worst excuse you've ever heard, or why were you going so fast?
It's how you save money now, Miles.
Right. Don't do it beforehand. Let the kid do it.
On the way out. Hello, Nigel. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha.
Aloha. I was tempted to call you Nigel, but I decided not to.
You're all right, Arn. So check this out. Got a rental car in Chicago, and I was doing, 92 miles an hour. Pulled over. Well, I didn't know it was going that fast at the time, but the police officer came up and asked me if I knew how fast I was going. I said, no, I don't. And I explained to him back home, which is in California, Hawaii, I have a 69 Volkswagen van. The surfboard's on top. It doesn't go over 50 miles an hour. And he looks at me and said, I've been a cop for 20 years, and I've never heard of a story like that before. But
because he's in Chicago. Nobody's talking about surfing.
My life, wants to see my driver's license, so I showed to him, and he says, Hawaii. I said, yeah. I said, what'd you do in Hawaii? I said, I'm a retired Hawaii 5-0. See, I was joking. But the guy, he thought I was serious and shook my hand. He says, I've never met an officer with Hawaii 5-0 before. And I didn't want to tell him by then that it's just a TV show that it doesn't. 5-0 being 5-0 is 50. That's where they came up with the TV show.
Right.
50th state. Yeah. So.
Yeah, 5-0 is the slang after the fact, not beforehand. Right.
Right. So, no ticket. And on my way I went.
Okay. So. Did he have any follow-up questions? You know, once you realize that someone works in your profession, right, there's always some kind of inside questions you ask each other. Did he hit you with any of those?
No, not even. Not even.
I'm just happy to meet him.
Go back to the station, to the police station, and tell us his buddies there that he met somebody with a Wi-Fi. Well, you know,
I'll watch that show.
That it doesn't exist.
Damn. Never met anyone.
Hey, man, that's good thinking.
But he was joking.
I know,
like but it wasn't good thinking. He got lucky he was talking to a moron.
I used to be an FBI. Just joking. Or did it stay?
Federal booty inspector.
Yeah, you know, I'm a female body, baby.
You're an FBI?
Sure was.
Oh, yeah, naked. Men's room, either or question. Either what is the worst excuse you've ever heard, or why were you going so fast? 844-999-OLA.
I have a buddy that works for the government.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you guys have met him, right?
Hooked
us up with some cool challenge coins or whatever. So I'm trying to convince my other buddy that I'm working with this guy.
Okay.
But he keeps teaching me, like, because he works for the State Department. So he shows me, like, little terms that only other people in the State Department. So we use them in front of my friend, and he's slowly kind of losing his mind.
Does he still kind of think you might work there?
He doesn't, because he knows this would shatter universes if I had been undercover for, like, 20-some years.
That would shatter
you
universes.
You know too much lingo.
Right, but he, like, me and the other guy are just kind of funny and cool about it. So, like, there's a certain point, if he's drunk enough, I can see his mind racing, like, no. Now, this couldn't be.
It can't be undercut. Nobody's that good.
He has lived downtown the whole time.
I mean, deep, deep undercover.
But that's his quote. I go, dude, what if I've been deep cover for 20? He's like, again, shatter universe.
Right. That would ruin a lot of things. Like, wait, I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, look, somebody's got to take down all these hippies at the festival.
That's right.
The government's very worried about it.
I'm here to take down hippies. Hello, Ralph. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So this is quite a long time ago. I was in my hoopty. I had a big old 1973 Buick Century. And I had five of my buddies were passed out in on the thing. He's got bench seats that everybody could sleep on. And we had been doing a lot of voo hopping, as we called it, going from deja vu to deja vu, free funking in the parking lots. And I was the designated-ish driver. And so I had to go from the SeaTac area all the way back to Olympia, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Trying to keep myself awake, I decided to roll down my window and do 100 miles an hour, and it was working great. And everybody's asleep, and I'm kind of delirious driving, still staying awake, wondering why all of a sudden, there's fun, weird lights on my dashboard. And looked up at my rearview mirror, and there was this dot of a police car, and this was back when the police started using the 5-liter Mustangs as their interceptors. And he came up on me so fast, I was just amazed. And so I pulled over, and he came out, his adrenaline pumping. Sir, do you know how fast you were going? And I was like, yeah, 100 miles an hour. I was trying to stay awake. I got a long ways still to go. And I'm like, and how fast were you going? Is that one of the new 5-liter Mustangs? And he goes, well, yeah, it is actually. And I was like, you caught up to me so fast. And he wound up not giving me a ticket, which was really weird.
So you had a big conversation about the car.
That's buddy. A cool-ass car, man. Yeah. Let me see one more time. I can't outrun you.
I mean, like I said, I'm sleepy and driving 100 miles an hour.
With my head out the window.
And here you are,
chugging Mountain Dew.
He came up. It was unreal. He had to be doing 130, 150 just to catch up to me as fast as he was. I mean, because he was just a dot.
I like that this guy did not give you a ticket because you were so blown away that he caught you so quickly in spite of the fact that you admittedly were driving 100 miles an hour.
It was, I couldn't even believe it. I was just like, really?
Wow. Is that one of those breathalyzers in it, man? Can I blow into that thing? I mean, I'm going to try that. Matt, were those real spike strips? Holy cow, I don't know. You guys got those in front of me, man.
I will say, people get caught up in conversation. You saw me do it hours ago. I was in Starbucks buying a banana, and I started chatting with the girl, and then I almost walked away without the damn banana.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, she had handed you the banana.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, while Ted's talking, I'm just waiting to get my goddamn drink order.
Miles, I turned around. I literally bought a banana and stood there for like a minute chatting with her, and I turned around. I knew Thrill was behind me. There's like four or five more people behind me.
It's like, will you just buy the banana? Now he's not taking it.
Well, it's
now
an
he's
English
leaving
company.
The banana.
Yeah, there's that. All she said is, ooh, I like that brand. Talk about your shirt. Then here's I can see your shoulders relax. And I'm like, God damn it. Because now I know you're in it. Like, no, no, no. This can be a conversation. And it was. And Ted's in there getting healthy stuff. And I just want my big, frothy, cold-ass fart juice. Yeah, and walked away with your goddamn, or without your goddamn name.
I walked away without it. She's like, hey.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
See, you're the guy that can get away with it. I can't believe you caught me. I mean, my God, I'm going 100 miles an hour, blood dripping out of the trunk, and you caught me.
I'm only driving this fast as a waste it.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, like, this guy's like, wow, I'm really tired. I got a long way to go, so that's why I'm driving 100. And the cop is still like, okay.
Why don't you escort me there?
I mean, good God, man.
Have that maneuver happen. Still to come, Ted versus the FCC, and we've got bad jokes on the way as well. You can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. A couple more comments coming in.
That's just a question for Ted. It says, who buys a banana at Starbucks?
Hey, look, man, I like an afternoon snack. The place I usually get my lunch, they had bananas, but they were young ones. They were wicked green. So I went up to, I know, as soon as I walked in there, Thrill walked in, and I was like, I'm the guy buying a single banana.
Doesn't Amazon hand out the free bananas downtown anymore?
I don't work for Amazon.
You don't need to work for Amazon to grab one of their free bananas.
Are you sure? I think you could just you sure?
I know someone who looks a lot like me who's grabbed a few bananas from
It doesn't mean it's okay.
All you gotta do is put your Orca card in your laminate. Because it's blue.
It's like saying the bank gives you money.
So you just admit it, you're stealing.
No. I just walked up and said, can I have a nanner?
And they said, sure, take a nanner.
That company's not going to stay in business now.
Oh, man, Amazon.
You keep stealing bananas. They're losing 80 cents a day.
I'm sure they are. Yeah, sure, it's going horribly for them.
Yeah, man, I hope Amazon can make it.
All right, men's room, either or question. Either what is the worst excuse you've ever heard, or why were you going so fast? We've got your emails coming up from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Men's room, either or question. Either what is the worst excuse you've ever heard, or why were you going so fast? Here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got men.
All the bitches, my buddy Scott and I went on some a motorcycle trip from Seattle to Yellowstone on a couple of Yamaha R1 crotch rockets. Ended up racing against a handful of summer storms to seek shelter from Idaho into Montana, as well as within Yellowstone. I also broke my personal land speed record of 146 miles per hour before letting off the gas when I remembered that I may need my tent and camping supplies that were still strapped to the back of my seat. Neither of us had any trouble other than a semi trying to run us off the road in Montana and idiots in Yellowstone stopping in the middle of the road to get out and walk toward a herd of elk or buffalo in the field grazing to get selfies. That from B-Dub. Best excuse, guys. My sister works downtown at a hospital and is always running late. So she will get in the HOV lane, and with herself only in the car, she's been pulled over many times, but no tickets. Even though she works in the office, she does have a doctor's coat and shows it to the cop and said she was called into work for an emergency. Works every time. I'm waiting for her to finally get pulled over by the same cop to see if she finally gets a ticket. It has not happened yet. Buddies and I heading to Vegas on a road trip. We get pulled over when we were still in the same damn county because we were speeding. Well, we were also smoking weeds. My buddy driving got arrested. Cop took him to get a blood test. Another cop came and picked me and the other buddy up. As the cop was driving us to a pickup point, I figured we were already arrested. What do I have to lose? So I asked the cop, how fast does this thing go? Without saying a word, the cop opens it up and just took off down the freeway. Was the fastest I've ever been. I got my Ford up to 115 miles an hour on the expressway in a Pro, but yeah.
Damn.
Best excuse I've ever heard to a cop. The sign says 60 miles an hour, but I was only going 2 miles. Love the show. That from Jim. Guys, I was messing around and let some young punk go me into a race going on I-90. We started as we left in the right-hand turn lane onto the highway. I leaned, dropped a knee, turned the throttle, and was gone. Heading toward the bridge, going east, he was on a new Yamaha R6. I was on my 20-year-old Ducati, 916. As I grabbed more throttle and left him, we came through the tunnel and flew past two highway patrolmen. Their lights kicked in, the kid didn't stop, and for some reason, I don't know, I didn't stop. It hit me. I realized, I'm a middle-aged man racing a kid, I don't know running from the police. We came up to another exit, the kid went straight, I went right and took a off-bound ramp. Quickly jumped off the freeway, ran into Starbucks to get some coffee as a cover. Heard cops flying all around. 10 minutes later, I had cops around my bike as I came out. They asked me if I was up on the interstate racing. Running from the highway patrol, they said they're looking for two sport bikes, possibly a Japanese bike, and one red bike, possibly a Ducati. Ducatis have a distinct sound. I said with a straight face, really, guys?
I'm a 45-year-old black man with a job and kids. Why would I run from the cops? They apologized and left. The one time, the stereotype helped me.
I'm gonna say it.
That from Jen. Having been in human resources for many years, I have heard the best horrible reasons to not come to work. My favorite was a voicemail left overnight saying that she could not come to work because her labia were too swollen. I kept that voicemail for 7 years. It reminded me that no matter what, my labia would not hold me back. Love you guys. Thanks for the laughs. That from Jess.
She stole that from a t-shirt.
Are you sure?
I saw my labia will not hold me back. Please.
Do you have any comments?
No, most of the comments that came in, a lot of it about speeding, etc. People giving their top speeds. The highest I saw was 171. But, Miles, a lot of people chimed in about you telling Ted, hey, man, if you want a banana, just get one free instead of going to Starbucks. Ted, it turns out Miles is telling the truth.
You can Amazon, just grab them?
Well, I don't know if you just grab them, but the way people explain it is Amazon very willingly will give you a free banana if you're walking through town.
Just walk up and go like, can I get a banana? Like, heck yeah, take a banana.
What about all this putting your Orca card in there?
Do it because they have a blue badge that has their name on it.
So wait, you wanted it to look like you did work at
it. But you want me to walk up and go, could I get a free banana?
So you didn't know that they do give them out to the public.
I did not know that, but I still wanted a cover. You know what I mean? Okay. And they'd say, what's that, sir? I'd say, that's my bus pass. Moving on to
you
the
should totally
times.
Just freak out and knock over all the bananas and run away.
What do you mean?
Sir, do you work for Amazon?
This is for Harambe.
Hola, gentlemen and women. I'd like to send a birthday shout out to our son, Colin, who turns 5. He's a daredevil. A wonderful big brother, hilarious and way too witty for his age. He just got back from Disneyland. So can Reba request a little kid fish sandwich and Mickey and Goofy telling him how he needs to listen to his parents so he can visit Disneyland once again. We love you, Sea Bear. That from Mom, Dad, and Deacon.
Fish sandwich!
Well, gosh, we sure hope to see you again. But you gotta listen to your parents, unless the door's closed and it's after midnight and it sounds like they just finished running a marathon. Then stop listening for your own good.
Happy birthday. You should listen to your parents, but only after you eat a delicious burger at Red Robin.
That's the perfect time to listen. Never before.
5 is the age when you get extra fries.
Guy's name is Megan. Today's my 20th. I hope the email isn't too late. I'd like a second up cupcake and some dirty Germans. I've been listening to you guys with my stepdad for a long time. Thanks again, guys. That from Megan.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, Megan, for your birthday, I want to go face down in your hush puppies.
Yeah, yeah. I have a little honey mustard that I produce myself.
Yeah, I have lots.
Been on a big honey mustard cake lately.
Yeah.
Delicious. You ever make it at home from scratch, just honey and mustard?
Yeah.
Actually, I used to make it with Miracle Whip, mustard, and a little bit of honey.
Oh, okay.
But just, sweet baby Ray's, just right. Come on.
We just like to send a happy 28th birthday to my brother, Sean. He is currently working in Paradise, California as a lineman, assessing fire damage to substations and power lines. Can I get a random soundbite and the dirtiest of Germans talking about electricity and climbing poles? Rock on, bitches. That from Spencer.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, I will offer you a pole to climb tonight. And as far as electricity goes, when you see it, you will be shocked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it sounds all very BDSM-y to me. We're playing with electricity, we're climbing poles. I hope your shoes have those little spikes on them.
Yeah, we will scream, it's alive!
Yeah. By the way, I think that's awesome. My uncle that lives in Cape Cod is because once there was a hurricane, he went up there to work on the power lines and stayed.
Is that why he's up there?
Yes!
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm here on the power line.
I was wondering how they got there. It's my loving wife, Abby's birthday, and she would love to hear the Dirty Germans, please. Thanks for doing what you do. That from Logan.
Yeah, tonight we will play the game. It's called Show Me Your Cat Flaps.
Yeah, Abby, I only have one direction for you to go. Down to...
Ola, it would be awesome
the PBS joke, Miles.
Okay.
Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was going to say downtown, but I think it's Downton.
It'd be awesome if you guys could give a birthday shout-out to my buddy Chris after another year around the sun. We both think the show's hilarious. Talk about you guys. We're playing video games where Chris is known for the occasional Leroy Jenkins moment. He'd love to hear a Leroy and Al hitting the window. And finally, a cut that bitch off next caller. Love the show. You guys make the drive bearable. That from Kevin.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, wait for it.
Cut that bitch off!
Next caller.
Today's Kylie's birthday. I'd love to hear some dirty Germans talking about what my wife will do for me tonight. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, tonight your wife will dress like an animal with no teeth and show you her buffalo gums.
Yeah, she probably gets out and gets real dirty. Just be careful. This is Kylie. She might switch it on you.
Hola, Macholas. I'd love to give a huge birthday shout-out to my incredible boyfriend, Trench, longtime listener of the show, and got me hooked, too. Who gives up a $1,000 party bus for two tickets to the Pacific Science Theater?
Someone who needs meat.
Could you please give him a Suck It Up cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about balls used in sports? Thank you, Men's Room. Appreciate it.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, this sounds strange. I'm the only person I know who plays cornhole with two balls.
Yes, you know, technically it's not a ball, but if you want to talk about objects in sports, let's go to the badminton court and play with the shuttlecock.
And show me your badminton.
Ironically, I was on that party bus over the break.
Oh, you were? How nice was it?
It was great!
Yeah. And how much would $1,000 get you? 3, 4, 5 hours worth?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Either way, it's $1,000. It's a long time.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Should have been.
And wasn't.
It could have been so great for all of us.
All the bitches want to give a birthday shout out to our little buddy Sean, a.k.a. Toilet Boy, with your penis is too small, and some dirty German talk about his short stature. Maybe Robin can call him a dirty little troll in German. Thanks from the boys at SSD.
Yeah, I do not mind the short stature. Lay on your back. That's the height I care about.
Yeah, there's something wrong with being short, but why should they call you this toilet boy? Does that say something about the women you hang with?
Du bist ein kleiner Humpel.
That sounded worse than all of them.
I know. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Ooh. More here noticing a trend. This is disturbing a little bit. Catching up on the show, podcast guy messaged in about how you put his girlfriend to sleep. I have to admit,
damn right,
you have the same effect on my son. He's 2 and hates to nap. He fights it with all his might. We have tried everything. Then one day, I was listening to you guys while rocking him to sleep, which we tried doing this before with other sounds, music, whatever. But listening to your sweet, soothing voices just does the trick. Thanks for your help in my parenting dilemma. That from Jess.
In other words, he would rather just go to sleep than listen to us.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Olamichola is probably like most people. I have collected the majority of my posters back to posters in junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of an odd kid back in the day, to put it simply. I have pink hair, pink eyebrows, and my senior yearbook photo. Anywho, I had many posters growing up. Bullet for My Valentine. Good Charlotte. Oh, Jesus.
God.
Green Day. Miley Cyrus after she went crazy. The Oddball Edward from Twilight and many, many more. But to this day, my most prized poster would be the WWE wrestler team, DX. Mm-hmm. You know him, Dave?
Haircut. Yeah.
Okay. When I think back on it, I find it a little odd that a 14, 15-year-old me had the biggest crush on these guys, especially HBK.
Heartbreak Kid.
I'm 24 now, would still marry the Heartbreak Kid.
I thought it was her big butt kiss.
Thanks for the laughs, keeping me sane. That from Jen, who listens to us on WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station.
The DX thing was such a big deal. Like, when I was in, like, almost everybody could repeat it word for word.
Paul's going back in the day. Here he comes in from KGON in Portland. Adrian Barbeau from Cannonball Run in the 80s. Goddamn, Paul, how old are you?
She was all about the boobs. She was 100% about it. Because I'm always like, I don't think she's very pretty, but I don't know what it is. I like her.
Poster that I have was China from the WWE.
Oh, you like that dude?
Squatty potty for you, Ted. Hola, gentlemen. I was one of those crazy women that went through labor without drugs. During my birthing class, the instructor mentioned that the squatting position that you are in to give birth is the same position that the squatty potty puts you in to effectively poop. That's why it works so great. So congrats, Ted. Be ready to give birth naturally now. That from lovely Jess. Yes.
Ted, I promise when I give birth, I will not take any meds.
Yeah, that's a big statement, man.
I promise, dude.
I'll stand behind you.
From strong man.
From our men's room poll on Big Dummy, who do you not want to accidentally send a naked photo to? Says, years ago, guys, one of my former best friends sent a picture of himself naked to my wife with a caption reading other foul things. Needless to say, the moment my wife showed me what was on her phone, I'm off the couch, out the door like a flash. So upstairs I went to his apartment above us. I banged on his door loudly until he answered. When he opened the door, my hands were around his throat and I was screaming, "What the F are you thinking?" He acted oddly surprised at what I was saying to him. Then when his wife asked Daniel, "What are you doing? What's going on?" I showed her the nice D-pic on my wife's phone. She said, "Yep, that is his." After his terrible attempt of denying sending said pics, I then used no words and proceeded to show my disapproval of the situation with an old can of whoop-ass. Of course, this ended our friendship, and we have not spoken since. Stay beautiful, that from Daniel. What a sweet story that was.
He sent a picture of his penis from upstairs to downstairs.
He sure did.
That is, again, that's not an accident. That is stupid.
I did know a chick. We were leaving a bar. Her boyfriend went into the bathroom, and when he went into the bathroom, 2 seconds later, her phone buzzes, and she's like, "He just sent me a picture of his penis."
Thanks.
Like, he walked in the bathroom and instantly did it.
Pass the plantains. Thurl, I hate to be that guy. This is from Big Dummy, but I'm going to be that guy.
You don't hate to be. Once you say I hate to be that guy, you don't hate to be that guy.
Long story short.
Right.
The most nasally Poindexter voice, please. In the painting of the Last Supper, there are only the disciples and Jesus. However, theologians commonly believe more followers were at the final meeting, including Mary and Martha. They just weren't mentioned in transcribed scriptures because they were women. And people think at that time they didn't matter. Secondly, barnacles are their own separate creature and do not have to grow on the bottom of ships. In fact, many limpets and mollusks also grow on the bottom of ships that are entirely different species than barnacles. I know this is a game of ill repute, considering the fact that you've used my questions before and my reputation sucks, but come on, bro, fake trivia. Trebek would be disappointed. Stay classy, bitches. That from Cole, the quiz corrector.
Shut up, Cole.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I emailed him back. I said, "You don't hate to be that guy." He's like, "I don't. I own it."
Okay. And one more here. A good poop story. Okay, my name is Aaron, and I worked for the airlines about 17 years ago. One of the worst jobs was emptying the airplane lavatories, especially on the larger aircraft like the 777s, which were international and very full lavatories. I learned very early on, after starting with the airline, you must make sure the coupling is secure and locked. With larger aircraft like the 777, you are actually locking on a 7-inch diameter hose onto the flushing hole. Then you pull a valve.
That's what I call my backside, my flushing hole.
That valve dumps all the blue juice very quickly into your truck. Mm. You always, always, always have to make sure it's locked before you pull that valve, because it's actually above your head as you pull it. One of the old timers didn't make sure it was locked, pulled the valve. The resulting force of the blue juice, crap, etc., actually knocked him off the truck, completely covering the guy, and stained him blue for several weeks. The guy looked like a Smurf.
Blue juice. That's terrible, too, man. Mm. It's one thing to look like a Smurf, but...
Yeah, because poop
toilet Smurf.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
The town of Fig Buck is full of fellas. The town of Buck Fig has all the ladies. All the Fig Buck fellas love the fine Buck Fig ladies.
And three times fast.
The town of Fig.
Oh! Man, that might have been the shortest Ted versus the FCC in the history of the game. We have been playing it here for years and years and years. And oh, God, by the way,
I don't think you got out of the gate on that one.
Oh, my God, that was unbelievable.
That was bad.
It blew up on the launch pad.
Yeah.
And it finished the countdown.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so either. Let's see here. Steve and I were up late last night, probably 3:30 in the morning, coming up with different rhymes and riddles for a little Ted versus the FCC, doing
That's
a little trucker, speed that we got from...
And listen, when the trucker speed wears off, the Clorox bleach in the spray, once in the back of the throat like Banaka, bam! Exactly.
What's the resolution? No more Tide Pods?
No more Tide Pods.
Oh, man. Guys, let's do it again!
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. There you go, yeah. We were working so hard last night. And then we come in, I check the email, and look, there is a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
If we had known, I'd have called it a night much earlier.
Yeah, but and you know what we say, Ted, listeners come first.
Always.
So we're going to scrap the one that we did and work so hard on and say that one for another time.
It's great you have that ingrained over your list.
Hey, man, you know, we touch it every day before the show.
Yes, exactly.
Ingrained.
Oh, this one comes our way from John. And he says, Ted, I got one for you. And it's in honor of Seattle getting an NHL hockey team.
Oh, all right, very cool. Nice.
All right, so he's talking a little bit of hockey stuff. So your FCC goes something like this. Nate Higgers grabbed Thrill's big black clock to check if he could get off in time for the Fast and Furious puck off. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
How quick was that one last week?
About 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Might beat it.
Mm. I do not want to mess up one thing on here.
Nate Higgers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right, I'll look great in 10 years, right, Miles?
Run for office.
All right, Nate Higgers grabbed Thrill's big black clock to check if he could get off in time for the Fast and Furious puck off.
Three times fast.
Nate Higgers grabbed Thrill's big black clock to check to see if he could get off in time for the Fast and Furious puck off.
One.
Nate Higgers grabbed Thrill's big black clock and check to see if he could get off in time for the Fast and Furious puck off.
Two.
Nate Higgers grabbed Thrill's big black clock to check to see if he could get off in time for the Fast and Furious puck off.
Unbelievable. We're hoping you drop the in, Bob.
I know! Yeah.
Big win! And Ted versus the FCC. All right, get those bad jokes ready to go. The Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle, will be in. Bad jokes on the way. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Bad joke time. 844-999-OLA. Call in with the bad jokes. Email them to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come,
generations,
we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood, and what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Castle Drug in Charge here to kick off the bad jokes.
Why is Jeff Bezos getting a divorce?
Why is Jeff Bezos getting a divorce?
He found out it was a union.
844-999 Ola, bad jokes coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad joke time. 844-999 Ola, and away we go with the bad jokes.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the bad jokes.
Hola. So a manicurist got married to a dentist. Now they fight tooth and nail.
All right.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
This one's for Ted. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
What?
A gummy bear.
Oh, it's right there, Ted.
I know. How do you confuse a blonde laborer? This is from Craig.
How?
You lay down three shovels and tell her to take her pick.
Why did the man get fired from the orange juice factory?
Why did the man get fired from the orange juice factory?
Lack of concentration. What do you get when you mix X-lax and holy water?
I don't know. What do you get when you mix X-lax and holy water?
A religious movement.
What was the mascot for the Knights of the Round Table?
The mascot for the Knights of the Round Table?
Mm-hmm. What? A cow. Known as Sirloin.
Oh, jeez. What is
I'm
a robot?
Glad you said it that way. As I read that earlier, I didn't get it.
What is a robot's favorite snack?
Peanuts.
Reasonable guess, but no computer chips.
A man catches a mermaid while he's out fishing. She says to him, if you grant me my freedom, I will grant you one wish. He thinks about it a minute, then he says, all right, you have a deal. I wish I was 10 times smarter than I am now. She smiles and says, your wish is granted. And with that, turns him into a woman.
Woman, we made it to bring it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say...
Bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, our toast goes a little bit inside, so I apologize to everyone else, but I feel that it's worth stating. In the radio world today, we're going to toast what would have been our competition here in Seattle during the afternoons, Ron and Don on a different station, here for years. Legendary, no longer on the station. All right, very recently departed from the station, but they've been on at the same time that we are on for as long as we've been here, I believe. What's that, 10, 15?
Yeah, probably.
Freaking years, somewhere around there.
They were on the Buzz before we got on the Buzz. They worked in New Orleans for a number of years in the hurricane.
And did some great stuff during Hurricane Katrina, etc.
As far as the world of radio goes and radio shows, obviously we're in that world, and they are one of those shows and always has been and always will be one of those shows that, as far as radio is concerned, they do a great product. They just do a great show. And in radio, it's hard to be objective sometimes, but when you listen to these guys, you know for a fact that they're working their ass off and they put off a good product. And that's something that people in radio who care want to be proud of, and they did it every day.
Yeah, so I would just say this. Like, been rivals, you got to compete and do all this crap. Look, in the end, if you put out quality and you work in our industry, I'll tell you now, we will tip our hat to you each and every time, because I'm not that convinced that a lot of people in our industry are making an effort. And I would say this, if they are, they do a really bad job at it. But these guys, man, look, they came to work every day, they did their thing, they did great stuff, they did a great job. So we tip our hats to you guys, and wherever you go next, man, just go kick that other station's ass. Just do it. Take them down, man.
They'll be fine, man. They'll be absolutely fine. But they do a hell of a job. I don't know what happened over there.
And they're really swole. That's just a quick side note.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Both of these guys are really freaking swole. But anyway, man, hats off to you guys, Ron and Don, man. Good luck on whatever the hell it is you do next.
And one thing we know, you'll go to a bigger station in a bigger town, in a bigger market.
So it's the best thing that can happen in radio.
That's a guarantee. The best thing that can happen to you in radio is to get fired.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because it gets yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile this. We will take caller 9 now, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.